This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Ken Chavez. Episode number 1028 is here. Today's episode is titled, Speech Recognition. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Speech recognition is the ability of a machine or program to identify words and phrases in spoken language and convert them to a machine-readable format. Speech recognition software is now frequently installed in computers and mobile devices, allowing for easy access. Speech recognition offers a way to communicate with the technology around us. For example, a word can be translated into an English phrase by using its own voice. The translation process takes place on one side or both while other parts are written down. This means that each sentence has two different characters between it, a versus c. This enables you from having your computer read text as well. You will also need Adobe Flash Player 3 capable video player, which allows users easily view all three files simultaneously if possible. The latest version was released earlier today at eBay, where we made improvements such more quickly than ever before. Point 2. In the early 2000s, speech recognition was still dominated by traditional approaches such as hidden Markov models combined with feedforward artificial neural networks. Accuracy can be computed with the help of word error rate (WER). Word error rate can be calculated by aligning the recognized word and referenced word using dynamic string alignment, Euclidean standard algorithm. The accuracy is determined in each line on a given page based upon its length or size during an interval within which words are added to text messages. For example, the following table shows how much information about vocabulary usage will change over time when new texts appear before it has been removed from memory. A number of other forms have also emerged that allow people who don't know what they're talking about their own language learning experience if you use this technique. In particular, we see examples where word is not a new language learning experience, but instead words are better than us when they go to first page. More info about this technique. The history of speech recognition technology has been a long and winding one. Cortana customers can ask Alexa to control their smart home devices, shop on Amazon.com, and interact with many of the more than 30,000 skills built by third-party developers. In terms of pioneers in this new industry of voice activation and digital assistants, Amazon takes the cake. Amazon offers over 100 million unique customer service solutions for your personal computers that are easy access to all types or services. The library reference documents every publicly accessible object in the library. Google API client library for Python required only if you need to use the Google Cloud Speech API, sudo apt-get install portaudio 19 dev python all dev python 3 all dev sudo pip install pyaudio python 3.0. Now that I've used a few different APIs from my previous post GTK2grams1c. Now it's time. Here are some of them which will be useful when using Google client libraries or other platform or software. Just remember these were first published by Chris Cote on October 24, 2013, and have fun with this one as well. Fired when the speech recognition service returns a final result with no significant recognition. Implemented with the vendor prefix WebKit, you'll need to serve your code through a web server for recognition to work. The WebKit API is not supported by any of our vendors. We are actively working on developing new APIs that support this functionality and will be ready in time as we launch them. We've already been designing an app using Firefox's browser, so it looks like you can easily use Google Chrome or even Safari browsers. In addition, there has been some improvements made during development which may change how developers view user interface elements such data types e. The main changes include adding HTML5 tags within, including CSS3 stylesheet attributes, custom fields, changing responsive art colors from image type attribute sets into specific content, also making sure all assets have unique properties defined before rendering their pages. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1028. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.